Tony Henley Ministries is a nonprofit that is dedicated to inspiring and equipping believers to be leaders. We do this through counseling, coaching, written word, as well as public speaking and audio. Go to TonyHenley.org for more information.
Proverbs 15:17 offers a profound insight into the nature of fulfillment and satisfaction, the simplicity of a meal with the richness of love. It states, "Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred within therewith." The proverb encapsulates a timeless truth about the essence of human existence, emphasizing the primacy of love over material abundance. At first glance, the imagery presented in this proverb may seem starkly contrasting. A meager meal of herbs versus a sumptuous feast of a stalled ox. However, the emphasis lies not on the material abundance, but on the presence or absence of love accompanying these meals. The choice of herbs versus a stalled ox symbolizes the contrast between simplicity and opulence, between scarcity and abundance. Yet the pivotal element in determining their worth is the presence or absence of love. The proverb suggests that a modest meal shared in an atmosphere of love surpasses its value, even the most lavish banquet tainted with animosity. It underscores the profound impact of love on human experience, highlighting the ability to transform even the simplest of moments into sources of joy and fulfillment. Love imbues life with meaning, infusing every aspect of existence with warmth and significance. Furthermore, the word love and hatred alongside the respective meals serves to underscore their profound influence on the human spirit. While the presence of love enhances the flavor and satisfaction derived from a meal, hatred poisons even the most delectable of dishes, rendering them insipid and unsatisfying. Thus, the proverb not only extols the virtues of love, but also warns against the corrosive effects of hatred on human well-being. Moreover, the choice of a communal meal as the setting for this comparison is significant. Meals have long served as occasions for fostering social bonds and nurturing relationships. They provide opportunities for sharing, connection, and intimacy. Therefore, the proverb implies that the presence of love within the context of shared experiences enriches not only the moment, but also the relationships themselves. In contrast, the absence of love can taint even the most extravagant of gatherings, leaving participants feeling empty and disconnected. From a moral perspective, Proverbs 15:17 offers a profound lesson on the true nature of wealth and prosperity. While material possessions may provide temporary satisfaction, their value pales in the comparison to the enduring fulfillment that accompanies genuine love and affection. In a world often driven by the pursuit of wealth and status, this proverb serves as a poignant reminder of the true sources of human happiness and well-being. Proverbs 15:17 eloquently captures the transformative power of love, asserting its superiority over material abundance and emphasizing its role in human flourishing. Through its vivid imagery and timeless wisdom, the proverb invites reflection on the nature of fulfillment and the importance of cultivating love in our lives. Ultimately, it reminds us that true wealth lies not in possessions, but in the richness of relationships nurtured by love. Again, this is Tony Henley. Thank you so much for listening. We're honored that you do. We encourage you to go to TonyHenley.org for more information. Also, if you benefit from these podcasts, please take time to subscribe, share with your friends. Thank you.